The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
This year the two parashot of Vayakir Pekudei are connected, and when we read this coming Shabbos, these two parashot, so we conclude the second of the five books of Moses, Chumash Shmot. Whenever we conclude a Chumash, we say Chazak, Chazak, Vit Chazek, that we should be strengthened with the strength of the Torah. So especially the conclusion of every Chumash is very, very significant. In general, any unit in the Torah, it's a beginning and its conclusion, which is called a tzil, is all inclusive, all of the content that it includes. But especially when we complete a whole Chumash, so the seal, the last section, or the last topic that's discussed is crucial. So in the Chumash of Shmot that we're about to conclude, the story that's told is the construction of the tabernacle, all of the various vessels that we discussed in the previous Torah readings of Truma and Tetzaveh. At first, all of the vessels and the curtains above the tabernacle and all the other components of the tabernacle are described. And then the clothings in the second parasha, the clothings of the high priest, his garments, the eight clothings of every high priest and the four clothings of every regular priest are described in detail. But then after all of the description, after all of the actual construction, and putting into practice that which Hashem commanded Moshe. So at the very end, the Torah bounds up the whole story by saying that the Baruch Hashem, thank God, everything was done exactly properly, exactly as Hashem had commanded Moshe. And then when the whole tabernacle is put together and becomes one, at that point we come to the objective, to the tachlis, the purpose of the whole tabernacle is that the glory of God descends and enters and manifests itself in the tabernacle. So that's the conclusion. What happens at the very end? That what happens at the very end, this was the reason for all of the construction, everything that happened, it was all in order to draw down God's glory to shine itself on earth. So we'll read now the symbolism that is stated here at the very end of Parashat Pekudei, which is the final parashat from Mashmot. It says that after the whole Moshe Rabbeinu put together and put up the whole tabernacle, Vayechas Ha'anan et Ol Moed, says that the cloud, God's cloud of glory, covered the tent of the congregation, the tent of the gathering. There are several names for the tabernacle. The two most prominent names, the both of which appear here in this concluding portion, are the Ohel Moed, which means the tent of the gathering or the congregation of the Jewish people, and the term Mishkan, that Mishkan means tabernacle. It comes from the root of the indwelling of God in the world, as we find at the very beginning of the command to build for Hashem a sanctuary. It says, they shall make for me a sanctuary, I will dwell in their midst. And from that word, I will dwell, Shachan, is the word Mishkan, which means tabernacle. So the two words for what is now being constructed, has been successfully constructed, are the Ohel Moed and the Mishkan. So the verse once more reads that at the very end, that there's also a sign of God, that God is pleased and happy and has received all of our service, all of the the energy and the effort, the great effort that we put into constructing a tabernacle for him, that the cloud of glory now descends and covers the tent, the oil moed, uchvod Hashem maliyat ha-mishkan, and the glory of God fills the whole tabernacle. So first it uses the term oel moed, the tent of the congregation, and then it fills the whole tabernacle. Then it goes on to say that because the glory was so present, was so full inside the tabernacle, it was impossible even for Moshe Rabbeinu, for Moses to enter until the glory a little bit left its manifest, great, strong manifestation, and then Moses was able to enter into the tabernacle to speak, to commune with Hashem. And finally, the very final verse of the whole book of Shmot, of Exodus, reads, "For the cloud of God, Anan Hashem ala Mishkan Yomam," that the cloud of God was over the tabernacle by day. And there was fire by night. Now the word, there's a slight difference in the phraseology of this verse. It says, just like the previous verse, that the cloud is around, above and around the tabernacle. That's what it says here also, that the Anan Hashem, the cloud of Hashem, it says in the first verse of this final section, and also in the concluding verse of this final section, that the cloud is above by day. And then it says that the fire of God is in it, which implies that it's not just around it, it's more actually in it by night. It says, Ve'esh tihiyeh laila bo, that's the phrase at the end, the very final verse of Shmot. And then the very last words are to the eyes of the whole house of Israel in all of their travelings through the desert, that the Mishkan, the tabernacle, accompanied them throughout the desert, and they always experienced every single day that by day there was a cloud of glory, a cloud of God around the Mishkan, over the Mishkan, and by night there was fire in the Mishkan. This also obviously corresponds to another well-known image, that there were two pillars. One was a pillar of the cloud, another a pillar of the fire, also by day and by night, that directed the people through the wilderness when they traveled. But now we're talking about the campsites when they were not actually traveling, because when they were traveling, the Mishkan was not constructed together. It was taken apart. But when the people were settled, and most of the time, most of the 40 years in the wilderness, in the desert, the people were camping, not on the road all the time. Most of the time they were camping. And also, the experience is that by day there was the cloud now over the constructed tabernacle, and by night the fire was in it. When it was taken apart in order to begin traveling, so these two manifestations, divine manifestations, became two pillars. The pillar of the cloud took them by day, and the pillar of the fire took the people by night. So we have here a we'll call it a compound image that we're meditating upon on this week's parasha, that we have a cloud and a fire, that the cloud is totally around, circumscribes the presence of the tabernacle. The fire is slightly more within than is the cloud that is totally around. As in the Kabbalah, to be around is called the light, the infinite light of Hashem, which surrounds all worlds. It's called Soviv Kolamin in Hebrew. To be in is called the immanent. The light which surrounds the world is called the transcendent experience, the manifestation of godliness. And the immanent experience of godliness is the light that fills reality. Now here we're going to see that the filling here is not the usual sense of the concept of God's light that fills reality. first of all, now complete the image. As we have an image that we have like off and on by day and night, a cloud and fire. Now, if there's a cloud and a fire around, it does not preclude the possibility of Moses entering into the Mishkan. It's only if the glory of Hashem fully, completely descends into the tabernacle and fills it all together, then as it were, there's no place, it's impossible even for Moses to enter at that time into the tabernacle. This phrase of Ukvod Hashem Maleyat HaMishkan is actually repeated here twice in two successive verses. It says exactly the same words and letters. It says, and the glory of God is filling the tabernacle. So it must be two different levels if it repeats itself twice. So the first thing we're trying to meditate upon is the cloud. This cloud becomes transformed back and forth from a cloud into fire. And the tabernacle itself. And the glory of Hashem. Now, the way that this is explained in the Kabbalah and in Hasidut is that when it says here that the glory of God, Kvod Hashem, fills the tabernacle, it's not referring to what we usually call the imminent light of God that fills all worlds. Because that imminent light of God that fills all worlds is a level that one is supposed to live with, because it's in order to fill your level of consciousness. The term is that it fills each world and fills each individual soul, and the individual consciousness of each individual soul in direct accordance with his ability to contain it within his consciousness, not to become nullified by the revelation of this presence. Meaning that if it were referring to the light of Hashem that fills all worlds, it would not preclude at all in any way Moses entering into the tabernacle. Just the very opposite. It would allow for him to properly enter and to experience godliness to the maximal level that his soul is capable of conceiving. But if it says that the glory of God fills the tabernacle, and therefore Moses cannot enter, it must be talking about a different type of filling. So actually the way that it's explained is that this verse and this filling of the tabernacle is like another verse in the prophet in Yirmiyahu and Jeremiah, that it says that God speaks in this verse and he says, Halo et ha-shamay ve ta'aretz ani malei, that I am full and I fill all of the heavens and the earth. That doesn't mean that I am filling in it, but that my essence is full of it and fills it all. It's a different type of filling altogether. It's a filling which is actually the revelation of the surrounding light. It's not the imminent light at all. It's the absolute revelation of the infinity, of the true infinity of God's transcendent light. Because normally the transcendent light of God is concealed from our perception. We can't conceive it. That's why it's called surrounding. It's above and around. Above and around doesn't mean that it's not here. Just it's a symbol as a result of Hasidut that it doesn't. We don't actually experience it fully. We really our contact with it is basically primarily through faith. Not through sight or direct sensual experience, even the sensual experience of the divine soul of Israel. It's basically experienced and known through the power of the faith of the soul, which is totally super rational and super sensual. But when that transcendent light, which has got true infinity, reveals itself to be all-inclusive and omnipresent, that's a different type of feeling altogether. That's the filling that is here talked about. And when that manifestation of God's transcendent infinity becomes revealed, that is the real objective of constructing the tabernacle in the first place, then even Moshe at this point cannot enter into the tabernacle, so long as this glory of God is filling the tabernacle, which is what's called the term for this is the kilui, the revelation of the transcendent light, not the phenomenon of the immanent filling light, which is for everyone in accordance with his capability of receiving. So our image now that we've constructed is actually a fourfold image that has many images that corresponds to the four letters of Hashem's name. That actually there's a four levels of the transcendent light descending and revealing itself within the vessel, which is the tabernacle or the tent of the gathering of the Jewish people. Moses here is the representative of the Jewish people. The two manifestations which are still relatively transcendent and do not preclude entering, but they're the level of this transcendent light in its origin, are the two manifestations of the cloud by day and the fire more within by night. Means that the fire is beginning to draw down the manifestation of the cloud into the tabernacle. But this is explained explicitly by the commentaries on the Torah, that the glory of Hashem is actually what was in the cloud all the time. So where does the glory of Hashem come from? It was there, present within the cloud. But so long as it's concealed within the cloud, it's not yet manifest in itself. How does the glory of Hashem manifest itself? If there's any physical resemblance to any phenomenon that we know, so the closest resemblance is also to a fire experience. This is what the commentaries explain. I mean that if the glory of Hashem now descends, we'll say, comes out, is born from the womb of the cloud into the tabernacle, so it's also a fire-like experience. It's not the fire by night. It's a different level of fire. Actually, the level of fire itself has two different levels there. There's the cloud by night, the cloud by day, and the fire by night, which is already beginning to draw down this manifestation of Hashem's transcendent light. Then there is one experience of Kvod Hashem Maleyat HaMishkan, that the glory of God fills the Mishkan, and then another time it says once more, Uchvod Hashem Aleyat HaMishkan, once more the glory of Hashem fills the Mishkan, and the vessel that receives this whole experience is the Mishkan, the tabernacle itself. The tabernacle is here the final hay, the vessel is the final hay of Hashem's name, called Malchut. The experience of the transcendent light itself descending into the Mishkan that precludes even Moshe Rabbeinu from entering at that moment is the second letter of Hashem's name from below. It's called the Vav, the letter Vav of Hashem's name, but that it's shining and revealing the full essence and the full brilliance, we'll call it, of the first two letters of Hashem's name, which in general is not the case. So that this is actually the difference between this world and the when Mashiach comes, the world to come, the Messianic era. That in this world, the Vav, the letter Vav of Hashem's name, is only a small iota of the essence of the revelation of this first two letters of Hashem's name, the Yud and the Hey. But when Mashiach will come, the verse reads in Zechariah and the prophet that Yihyeh Hashem Echad, which means and alludes to the fact that the brilliance of the Vav will be identical with that of the Yud, of the first letter of Hashem's name. Now that experience is this experience, exactly this experience of the glory of God filling the Mishkan. The fact that it's repeated twice is because the Vav itself has two different steps to it in its descent. One is called in Kabbalah Tiferet, which is beauty. And the other one is called foundation, Yisod. It descends in two stages. So our full now meditation is that the Yud, of Hashem's name is the cloud of God by day. And the first hay of Hashem's name, which is this very same experience at night, that already is a beginning of the sand, it's also the beginning of a fire experience, is the first hay. It's called the mother. The cloud here is called the father image by day. And the fire here is the mother image by night. And then the glory of Hashem descends in all of its essence and strength in two stages to become present in the tabernacle. I mean, this revelation, this is the purpose of the whole construction of the tabernacle once more, not only to reveal Hashem's imminence in a manner that is in tune just with our finite ability to experience and to receive, but to ultimately give us the full revelation of God as He is in His infinity, in His transcendence. So that's the image of the conclusion of the purpose of the tabernacle. So we have a cloud and a fire, and from there descends the glory of God to fill the tabernacle.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Interdimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Hasidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org, www.inner.org, or email us at inner@inner.org.